There's definitely a lot of momentum and energy surrounding our chapter and the movement in general. I think for our particular chapter, well, I know for our chapter, we have members come in and out because a lot of our members are students. And so it is, our membership is kind of transitory to a certain extent because of our large student base. But the folks who have, kind of graduated or moved out of town, for all of those individuals, there have been new members joining. So we have seen a pretty consistent influx of new members, which is really exciting. I was just looking at my email today, actually, and there's a couple of people that emailed me asking about joining the chapter. So I'm really happy about that there's still interest and still people wanting to get involved.
And you had mentioned before one thing that people who don't follow this closely might find interesting, but you do have a lot of white members, right?
Yes. A large percentage of our general membership is white, actually. Yeah, white and other ethnicities. So we have within our leadership group, that is an all-black group of people, and it's a small group of 8 to 10 people. But our general membership is open to everyone, and it is pretty diverse. And there is a large percentage of white individuals in our membership group. So, and that help out a lot and contribute a lot to our organization.
And so you guys are working with a community group in the area, and there's some new developments there, is that right?
Yes. So we've been volunteering at the Douglas Community Center on Grove Street, 512 East Grove Street in Champaign. We've been volunteering there once a month for the last, I want to say, 5 months or so. We've been going in for an hour once a month and just, having different activities and lessons with the kids and kind of, talking about different, figures in Black history and doing activities where they can kind of reflect on how they feel and some of their experiences that they've had in school or with friends and things like that. So we've been doing that for a little while. But this summer, we're introducing a new program at the center, and it's a freedom school, kind of a rendition of a freedom school. And so we're really excited about that particular program. And that is going to target 6 and 7 year olds at the Douglas Community Center summer camp program. So we're very excited about starting the freedom school at the center this summer, beginning in June.
And for those who don't know, go ahead and fill us in a little bit on the history of freedom schools and what exactly you guys plan to do with the kids.
Freedom schools are alternative educational spaces for Black-centered learning. The first freedom schools in the U.S. were created in Mississippi in the summer of 1964, and that's also known as kind of Freedom Summer. And the coordinators of the freedom schools in Mississippi were members from organizations such as the NAACP, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, also known as SNCC, and the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. So in that summer of 1964, there were 41 freedom schools operating in various spaces, people's homes, churches, outdoor spaces. So freedom school curriculums vary quite a bit, but there are some standard foundational components, such as lessons on liberation struggles. And many of those lessons are kind of Black liberation struggles, like, Haitian independence to the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense to Black Lives Matter, and other liberation struggles as well, like the Stonewall Rebellion, for instance, is a lesson in many freedom schools, contemporary freedom schools. Also, some foundational lessons in freedom schools have been fostering self-agency and self-love through education about everyday Black folks who've helped to bring about social change, and really some of the most marginalized individuals, like poor people, women, and gay individuals. So empowerment is really the core of freedom schools, instilling in children that they can bring about positive social change and that they have infinite power and possibility.
You're listening to Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell, and I'm joined by Evelyn Reynolds. She's the chapter leader for Black Lives Matter in Champaign-Urbana. and we're talking about Freedom Schools. And Evelyn, these have been around for decades, but have you noticed a rise in their use and their popularity, especially when it comes to Black Lives Matter and maybe different groups revitalizing this cause?
Yes, I have noticed more kind of discourse on freedom schools in the media, online. And as far as BLM, the Black Lives Matter organization, I was inspired by the Freedom School that was created in Toronto. The BLM chapter in Toronto recently created a Freedom School, and it's kind of up and running now. They're ready to go for the summer. And they were, you know, publicly funded. I think they had a GoFundMe account raised over $15,000. And they have a really wonderful curriculum put together and a lot of great instructors that are helping out with that. So I was kind of studying what they were doing, and that definitely inspired some of our plans for the Freedom School in Champaign this summer.
And we've talked about this before, about the fact that Black Lives Matter, it was started after Trayvon Martin's death and is used to draw awareness towards violence against Black people and police brutality. But this is an example of the fact that Black Lives Matter groups around the country have branched out and are taking on various issues as they concern communities of color.
Exactly. And I think that's, you know, that's something that we can't stress enough, that this movement is so much more than countering police brutality. And obviously, that's a huge part of the work that we do, but it's just one part of the work that we do. And across the 39 chapters of Black Lives Matter in this country and in Canada, the work that we do is so various. I mean, there's lots of education work, lots of self-awareness campaigns. There's, you know, policy agendas being created. You know, there's some really wonderful activities taking place in these organizations that have nothing to do with, you know, protests and demonstrations.
All right. I'm Rachel Otwell, and I've been speaking with Evelyn Reynolds. She heads the chapter of Black Lives Matter in Champaign. We've been talking about Freedom Schools in particular today. Is there anything else you would like to tell us about the Freedom School that you have planned?
Well, the Douglas Community Center Freedom School program will start on June 8th through August 3rd. And like I said before, we are working with the 6 to 7-year-old age group. And children must be registered for the summer camp at Douglas, which is a little over $80 per week, to be a part of the program. And we will give lessons on Egyptian civilization, liberation struggles, local Black history, Black arts and culture. And our curriculum is very open-ended, very flexible, very conducive to physical activity, and very interactive.